Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. High school football playoffs continuing around the mid-state, and well, the entire state, I should say. We always enjoy our conversations with our next guest. He is the head coach at Ravenwood High School. Will Hester is on the line with us, the undefeated Ravenwood Raptors. Coach, how you doing?
Oh, doing great. Stepped out of the pep rally to holler at you guys. Excited about tonight.
Oh, wow. Joe, we got him out of a pep rally. That's pretty cool. So everybody's amped up there at Ravenwood.
Yeah, everybody's kind of jazzed up. You know, everybody's looking forward to a holiday week coming up. So whether you're a football fan or not, you're excited about, I guess, eating turkey and doing all the things. But I think the kids are excited about no school next week.
When you go through and you look at your season to this point as a whole, I mean, you obviously had some definitive wins on the schedule, but how big was it to go to Oakland and get that win in overtime and be able to continue your unbeaten season?
Well, I think it's humongous, right? I mean, we kind of were talking about that in our staff room, kind of reflecting on the season Sunday before our meeting to prepare for Stewart's Creek, and we were like, you know, you get on the bus and you go to Alcoa week one, and are able to get a win there. Then, you know, you kind of play through your region schedule and you have a non-region opponent at Oakland, you know, the next to the last regular season of the game, and find a way to win that in overtime. And then able to beat your rival to win the region and get to host three playoff games. And, you know, it's pretty special season for these guys. I would say there's not a lot of people that can say that they've gone to Alcoa and Oakland and won both those games in the same season.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And then you have a team like Stewart's Creek that you have to play tonight, that they're 11-1 on the year. I mean, this is a pretty good team in their own right. So how do you kind of keep the message of, hey, we can't take our foot off the gas at this point?
Oh, yeah, there's only eight teams left. So there's nothing but good football teams remaining. You know, as we would probably say, right, you know, Murfreesboro and the Rufford County in general is probably the epicenter of 6A football, right? You got to go through them if you're going to get anywhere, and Stewart's Creek is another product of that area to win their league and go 11-1. You're their only loss to what we all know is a really good Blackman football team. And, you know, they beat two teams in our league in Brentwood and Independence to get to where they are at this point. So definitely know the difficulty of the opponent that we have in front of us tonight, but our guys, I think, will be ready for the challenge. These seniors, this will be their last home game at Ravenwood High School, no matter what happens. There's no chance they ever play another game on this turf in front of this crowd. So they're going to do everything they can to leave it all out there.
We're talking to Ravenwood head football coach Will Hester. And, Coach, you brought that point about your seniors. You know, they've meant so much to you and the program and everybody else. What do you tell – I mean, I know you say that's your last game, you know, playing here on the field. But what do you tell them? And what do you say? It's like, you know, you only get 48 minutes tonight. I mean, this is it. Don't make it – you know, we don't want to end tonight. How do you approach that when there's so much at stake?
Yeah, to be quite honest with you, Joe, we approach it from kind of the positive side of things, right? What are we willing to do to earn another week together? You know what I mean? Think about this. You guys think about your playing careers, Joe. We all know how unbelievable a player you were. That's written in history books all over the place. So when you reflect on those things, what would you give, right, to have five more minutes with your teammates or five more minutes playing the game that you love so much? You know, what are we willing to do tonight to guarantee us another week of practice, another opportunity to put this jersey on and do it with these guys? No matter what happens, when this season ends, this group of guys will never be in this locker room again together all at the same time. So what are we willing to do to make this last another week?
Oh, I love it. What scares – I don't know, scare is probably a strong word. What concerns you about Stewart's Creek tonight?
Well, number one, they're obviously playing with a lot of confidence, right? They've won what we're looking at, 9 or 10 games in a row since the second week of the season loss. So super confident. They've been able to run the football on everybody they've played, you know, kind of pushing them around and kind of bully ball, if you will. So anytime, you know, to us, that's what playoff football is, right? Playing great defense and finding a way when the elements aren't great to kind of take the will of your opponent by running the football. So we know that's what they're going to try to do to us tonight. We got to try to stand up to that. And then on the flip side of that, we got to try to do the same thing to them, right? The team that runs the football the best, takes care of the ball tonight, will come out victorious for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I want to ask you about the Ravenwood students and the fan section. I'm telling you, you won't find many places in America Coach, and you know this, with the student section and the fans there, how important are they to you and to the football team? And I know you hear them on Friday night because they're loud, and I think that's a beautiful thing about Ravenwood High School and you and your football team.
I think it is, Joe, for sure. I mean, you know, it is a home field advantage, right? The ability to play at home and have those people cheering for you and have those the support. You know, and I think it's also a testament to why we've been successful as a football program. It's because the culture of our school is such a way that the kids are connected to each other. They support each other across whatever they're involved in, whether it's the school play or a band competition or an athletic event. You know, the students come out, they're super hype, and they give it everything they got to kind of will their classmates across the finish line.
I love that. I love it.
Coach Will Hester is with us. Coach, best of luck tonight. We always enjoy talking to you, and go get them.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Coach Will Hester, and we love talking some high school football here on the program.